everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cine Gang. Hello, guys. Welcome to the first episode that we are recording in the year 2023. How was your Christmas vacation? How was your New Year? Chef Sharwin T, Chef Ed Bugie, and I'm Richie Zamora. And we have a very, how do you say it, a sad episode because we are mourning the loss of one of the industry giants. But as we were talking about a while ago, there was no chance that we would have been able to visit anyway. So so I just
we were talking parang off ano air. Yeah.
Right, parang, right.
Parang kung let's be real, 'di ba? Kumbaga yung ano, saying, 'di ba? Let's be real. Parang correct. I was never sure kung makakapunta din ako, and most importantly kung ma-afford ko din siya.
Kasi Wolfgang pa lang gaano ko tagal pinag-ipunan, what more pa something a three Michelin star restaurant, 'di ba?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, this is also, so for those wondering, no, this is a pretty big piece of news for the food and beverage industry, no, because this restaurant, not only tama si Richie, not only 3-star Michelin, it's also routinely voted, no, but I don't think last year, no, but routinely voted as the world's best restaurant. So it's unfortunate news because, you know, it's the F&B industry, connected tayong lahat. So whether you're cooking, mixing drinks, serving, or operating a restaurant, anytime you hear a restaurant closing, parang ano yan eh, parang sa mga Jedi, di ba? You feel it in the Force, di ba? You feel a restaurant close. So that's why we did this episode, no? Because we want to talk about the closure of Noma, no? Which was considered one of the world's best restaurants. So, yeah. Ed, ikaw yung nag-break ng news eh. Kailan mo ba, paano mo ba nakita? Paano mo nabalitaan?
Well, I just saw it online. Tweets were, ano, starting to stream sa feed ko. And, yun nga, it suffice to say na Noma is, saying that Noma is the number one restaurant in the world is not subjective, ha? Because it has topped the world's 50 best restaurants 5 times. No, it's an annual list. 5 times, that's like Jordan winning 6 rings on steroids. That's how hard it is to be the number one restaurant in the world. Si Jordan, 20, ilang teams lang ba yung NBA nun nung nandun si Jordan? Ano, 30 na, di ba? May expansion na nun. He only had to go 30, against 29 other teams. Noma is going up against the whole world, man. Di ba? So correct, to top correct that list, That's not Jordan levels. That's, you know, GOAT levels talaga tong si Noma. 5 times. So, 3 stars, no? And their menu, that's why they became famous, no? From years ago, decades ago, was sila yung nagpauso nung term talaga na foraging, no? Forage ingredients. What, if you may ask, what are forage ingredients? What's foraging? Foraging is yung parang nagpupulot ka lang ng damo sa backyard mo tapos, oh, I can cook with this. Yeah, yung, ito nga, yum. Sabi dito, there's an article here, guys, before we introduce our guest, no? Yung mga innovative ingredients, I don't know if this is innovative, but he serves stuff like boiled brown crab on flatbread. Okay, I don't know what a brown crab is. Or stuffed zucchini with bee larvae. Diba? And I'm pretty sure he had a course that was served on hay, or kinakain mo rin yung hay, or sinusmoke niya yung hay so that your food smells like hay.
Bee larvae lang pala eh, di ba, Richie, the other day, yun yung nakain. Hindi, joke lang. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung tsura.
Bee larvae, honey? I don't see? That's how much we don't know about foraging and animals and stuff, no? So that's what really moved them to number one. When I heard about the news, I posted about it. I won't say I was the first guy to post about it, but it was ano, shocking because we thought, ano yan eh, matatag. Hindi na yan magsasara. Like, before okay that, they had the predecessor, and this would be a good segue to introduce our guest. No? The predecessor there na laging nag-the number one in the world was in Spain. El Bulli, no? El Bulli by Chef Ferran Adria. Laging number one. Then bigla nagsara. No one knows why. And bigla na lang sabi, we'll just be a research center or something like that. Pero yung mga restaurant ng kapatid niya and their offshoots, buhay pa rin naman. Now, when people started talking about the closure of Noma, biglang nagka-idea na yung mga tao kung bakit nagsasara na yung mga fine dining restaurants na yon, the big ones. And probably gave us a clue as to why nagsara rin yung si El Bulli years ago. To discuss this with us and to talk to us about it, we have a guest who actually stodged in one of those Michelin star restaurants in Spain. He's a returning guest. We've had him before here on the show. Years ago, probably season one, if I'm not mistaken, season one or season two. He stodged in Mugaritz in San Sebastian. Introducing Chef Angelo Santos.
Woohoo! Hi. Yeah. Back. Thank yes, you for having me again.
Yes.
Game. So yun. This is no nothing.
Oh.
Welcome back, Chef.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chef Angelo has such a deep understanding and experience of how it's like, no, to stodge in one of these restaurants. Si Mugaritz ba? Ano ang credentials ng Mugaritz, Chef Angelo? Let's refresh our listeners' memories so that they know what are we talking about here.
When I was there, and it still is, it's a 2 Michelin starred restaurant serving relatively close to what Noma is serving, like 20 course meals. Us, we serve as...
20?
20. 20 course meals.
Nahirap na nga kami sa 8 courses dito sa Pilipinas eh.
I think bite-sized lang yun. Sa amin, we can go as high as 35.
Wow.
There was one dinner that we served a table 35 courses. That lasted around 3.5 hours. Not close to 4 hours. Wow. Yeah, so mga ganun, those types of things. What else? I think it's not in the top 10 anymore. Pero for the before the pandemic, I think it's in the top 10. The 50 best. When I was there, it was number 7, I think. Number 7.
Ah, kaya nawala sa top 10 kasi umalis ka. Yun yung problema.
Pag
walang Pilipino.
Pag walang Pilipino sa kusina, mahina yung restaurant na yun.
Para sa top chef. Sa Top Chef, every season may Pinoy para may manood eh. Ganun dapat eh.
So, pero maganda yung maganda yung ni-reveal ni Angelo no, na Mugaritz is, I mean, joking aside, no, the fact na wala sila sa top 10 currently, which it supports yung sinabi ni Chef Ed kanina na ganun kahirap to win best restaurant 5 times. Eh yung iba nga hindi man lang makastay sa top 10 ng 5 times, di ba? Kumbaga it's yung movement, no? Yung movement is so hard kasi nga imagine mo na lang na every time a new restaurant opens, ang goal nila is pumasok dun sa top 10 and tanggalin yung isa dun sa top 10. So that's why the news is so big, no? Kaya I was wondering, Angelo, ikaw, when you heard the news, nagulat ka ba na nag-close yung world's best restaurant?
Partly hindi.
Yan.
Partly hindi, part oo. It's ano eh. You know, what do you do when you're on top, no? Kaya nga natanggal rin yung strange enough, they're not discussing El Celler de Can Roca. El Celler de Can Roca has always been in the top 3. It's still open. It's by the Roca brothers. It's garnered number 1 for like as many times as Noma probably. But they actually left the 50 best because they keep winning top 3. So what I think they did masukata sa Hall of Fame, they're one of the best of the best. So di na sila kasama sa listahan.
By choice sila umalis or pina-retire na sila, masyado silang magaling.
Parang the way I've read it is that they don't need it anymore because they're just there. They've always been in the top 3. So
stig yun eh.
I think they were given, I think, I don't know. I don't know if I'm correct about this. But they are one of the best of the best. So they don't need to join the list anymore. Kind of like, I don't know also if Osteria Franciscana is still there, no? Kind of like the same thing. I think, I don't know. I haven't checked the this year's 50 best, no?
Dati, so, top 1, top 2 lagi yun, no? Oo, oh, si Francesca.
Si ang top three usually dati on my time, eh, no? Ano, it was El Celebrity and Rockhouse, Teria Francescana, and Noma. They're always in the top three. Silang tatlo.
Palitan lang. Ang galing, oh, ha? Iba-ibang...
Trip to Jerusalem lang sila.
Pero ano, medyo nagkaroon ng wild card eh. Si 11 Madison Park na naalo ng kailang...
Weird yun. 2018. That was weird for them to win na. It out was, of nowhere.
Bigla silang naging best. Out of, yeah. From behind the back win sila. Tapos ngayon.
Pero hindi ba nag-iba na rin si 11 Madison? May umalis na, di ba? Umalis yung front of the house.
Umalis yung partner niya. Umalis yung partner nila. Yung partner niya mismo yung kasi yung nagsimula with him. I think they nag-disband ba sila or something. Pero sila yung always been na. Sila yung nag-start ng 11 Madison Park. Ayun. So
they won after they renovated eh.
Hahabulin ko yung sinabi mo, Angelo, kasi sabi mo you were both not surprised and surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So bakit ka na-surprise and bakit ka hindi na-surprise?
I wasn't surprised because tingnan, they've always been the best. So I know they're not gonna close. Eh. In my heart, they're not gonna close. They're just gonna turn into El Bulli as well. So nung I was like, okay, he's gonna close. Like, I was reading it sa Instagram. I saw it on Instagram. Kaya Renee Redepi mismo. Tapos, yan nga. Parang, yung, kung ano yung sinabi niya dun, it's the same thing na sinabi niya sa press. Na he's moving to research. So he's gonna open a food lab, which El Bulli did. Similarly. And then he's just gonna open pop-ups here and now and then. So they're just gonna innovate lang by themselves without being a restaurant anymore. They're just gonna be a good test kitchen. Basically, that's most of the articles that I've read, put it. Or just my Instagram post ng ibang mga pinafollow ko, ano, mga Michelin star chefs.
Curious lang ako because based on what I was also reading was that correct. I mean, that's what I also read, that they're going to continue being a food lab. But I also heard that they weren't planning on laying off any employees. But they wanted to keep it. And I know their employees are like hundreds, in the hundreds, no? What is the business model of that? How would they actually earn
from
that?
I think their employees would probably be yung nasa payroll nila. That's what I believe. Kasi yung the way those restaurants exist is through the stage program.
Okay.
So,
sorry, for those who don't know, pa-explain muna, Chef, ko ano ang stage.
Yeah, so this is just, I know what it is, but I just want to see if you know what it is. So
yeah, we want to make sure. Because
we
want to
make sure that you guys know what it is. So,
because
I'm the only non-chef here.
A stage program is basically an internship, no? So they open a restaurant like Noma or Mugilitz, open these slots per se. There is a limited amount of slots per year, or they call it per season. So there's limited slots, no? And it's patayan dyan. Like 1,000, 2,000 applicants go through every year because they want to experience that kind of environment, that kind of work, and that level of cuisine. So a lot and dami niyan. So that is unpaid. Maswerte ka na lang if maka, like, I think the Fat Duck opens study program, pero paid yun, that's stipend. So there are mostly karamihan ng restaurants hindi bayad. So you go there for voluntary work. You get unpaid. You get no pay. And you're just there. Well, you're fed, but you're not paid. So you go there out of your own pocket, basically. To be there.
As a vlogger.
To live the life.
As a vlogger. Yeah. Eh.
To work.
So you're an unpaid intern. No salary, no allowance whatsoever. Sambahan na lang kung merong quarters na matutulugan. That's about it. And that compromises mga ilang percent ng workforce. More than 50, I'm assuming.
More than 50. So, kami,
more than 50.
In Mugaritz, we are 35 stagiaires.
Wow.
Kitchen, production and service. So binati kami sa production and service. Tapos, yung nasa regular payroll ng mga chefs na kasama namin during that time, nung sa kitchen mismo, mga 8 lang.
Grabe.
8 lang yung nasa payroll. So diba? There's included yung dalawang head chefs, tapos 1, 2, 3. Isang
so
head chef
four times.
Production.
Oh, yeah, four times more.
Kaya open pa sila, mautak sila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pero,
ang struggle is kasi we have a staff house.
Okay, I have a staff house.
We have a staff house and they provide, actually, they provide the service. We pay 350 euros for the service, as you call it, year round, yung sa buong season na yun. So, basically, that's the gas of the people who has cars. So, yung mga Espanyol na makastudge ko na may kotse, yung ibang Italiano, ibang French na may kotse, sila yung pinapagas to take us. So, collectively, there are service upunta sa Mugalitz. Mm. Pero bayad yun. Binayaran namin yun out of my own pocket.
So, baliktad. Imbis na bayaran kayo, kayo pa nagbabayad so that you can stay there. Chef, why do people do this? Why do people do this? Why do people want to stodge in these restaurants? It sounds crazy, but why do they want it?
For me, it was I want to put it on my resume. That's basically the yung isang driving force. But it's I want to reach a height of a career na you can only dream about. So. Ayun, luckily I was there. So, nilagay ko siya sa resume ko, that's one. Pero to experience that level of learning, of course, level of cuisine, na masabi ko lang, I did it. Yun siya.
Okay.
So, more on the prestige, more on the experience. Yung ano. Similarly, yun. Most of the people din, ginagamit yung prestige ng those kinds of restaurants so that they can say that I have went toe-to-toe with this. I've served probably one night a Michelin inspector. Mga ganun. I prepped this kind of dish that a judge of the world's 50 best ate. And it helped them actually to earn that spot that they have or that they earned during the year when the 50 best list is announced. So, ayun, that's kind of like the pride and everything. Say you did it. And yun. So, most of the people, when therefore, experience the prestige. Some, kasi that's also one way of the restaurant to hire people. So that they know na, kasi diba, iba't ibang restaurants, they have their own culture. So, they will look at you if, you fit into our culture. Probably after the stage, after your stage is over, will offer you a job, an employment, which actually two of kabatch ko was offered the job. Kasi luckily also, yung dalawang chef de partie aalis. They're gonna open their own. So kulang sila. Mm. So in that roster of us na nasa creative season, two of them were hired.
So talent pool siya. Stay.
So okay. Ayun siya, talent pool. So
chef, sa mga nakikinig na who want to work there or stodge there sa mga ganyang restaurant, pagka inabsorb ka, you're offered the job, mataas pa yung sweldo. Cruise ship levels or more?
Sorry, what?
Cruise ship levels ba siya or even more?
Not that I know how much a cruise ship level is. Pero they would pay you their salary bracket for that position. Mm. So for the commie, if you're hired as a, kasi ano yun, parang chef de partie na yun level, kasi you're in charge of the stagiaires, everything, you're in charge of the whole station. I think that's around 1,200 to 1,500 euros, so that's 75,000 pesos at the time when I was there. Ayun. Pero of course, you take care of your
Not the best.
Medyo maliit yan kasi maliit babayaran yan, mo yung ano mo eh. Babayaran mo pa. tirahan mo, transpo mo, hindi siya it's ganun kalaki, ha?
Yeah.
Malaki dito, pero...
Medyo maliit pa sa, especially mga Espanyol na nagat naman. It's kind of like, sounds like a minimum wage thing, pero yun nga, since malayo, like, nasa countryside talaga yung Mugarit, either you have a car or you just take a bus or you take a very expensive taxi ride. Compared to Noma, it's actually, I mean, like, the it's in the city. Tapos, it's very accessible by, by train, because I've been to Denmark and it's the train stations there are everywhere. So, yung Noma 2.0 was very near a station. So, accessible siya. Pero, mahal lang rin sa Denmark. It's like,
I have
an aunt lived there.
slight flex, snacks. I've been to San Sebastian. Wala nga masyadong trend dun. Talagang taxi ka, yeah. Uber ka dun, ang mahal. Oo. Yeah, we had to rent a car for the day just to get around. Ganun kahirap doon. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Balikan natin yung sinabi ni Chef Sharwin. So you were both surprised and not surprised. Bakit ka naman surprised? Kasi parang sinagot mo kahit papano na not surprised eh. Dahil nga, ang hirap ng economics eh to make it work eh. Ba't ka naman surprised na nagsara?
Kasi titigil na sila to accept stages. Basically, ganun yung mangyayari. So parang, tahan ko pa naman mag-stage doon before I'm 35.
Ah, so yun lang naman. Kasi they're gonna, nagulat ka lang kasi you were hoping to stage there. Not necessarily to eat there, but you were hoping to stage there. Okay.
Kasi
okay.
It's doable. Yeah. This is doable for people like me or anyone before they're 35. Kasi when I was trying to get a visa in Denmark, I actually worked there. So parang binasa ko lahat ng stipulations on how to work there or how to actually get an internship visa. The limit was 35 years old.
Well, we don't qualify anymore, Sharwin.
Pwede pa ako, ha? Uy, pwede pa ako. Pwede pa ako. One more year. Kasi lang magsasara na sila, sayang.
Yeah.
Ga-apply sana.
I've been in contact with their, I don't know what his position nowadays, this RV Cognis. Siya yung usually nag-handle ng mga stagers. So I have his email. I just guessed what Rene Redzepi's email is. And I emailed him. Tapos binalikan na ako ni Arvin. And Rene is very busy and everything. That was when I was actually applying for stage everywhere. So I just guessed Rene's email. Rene@noma.dk or something. But anyway.
May stalker talents pala itong... May stalker talents pala si Chef.
So,
there's a way.
Angela, speaking as someone who's worked in that area, do you have your own theories on why they are closing, I think, in 2024? No? So, may theory ka ba kung ano yung totoong dahilan kung bakit siya umalis? Bakit sila magsasara?
Sa akin lang, if may theory, it's not, I guess probably one, Rene Redzepi probably developed a human heart kasi to actually put stagiaires to that amount of work hours and not pay them and to make the food na ginagawa na that they serve to Noma. It's, yun nga, sinabi niya, he put it the simplest way. It's unsustainable. So to do that, kasi parang, before I was looking at it, it was like close to exploitation, pero it's not, it's voluntary. So, it's he summed it up pretty nicely. And I kind of agree with him because it's unsustainable talaga to have that amount, a lot of people. Actually, I think mas marami pa yung Noma. Mas marami pa yung stagers ang Noma than Mugarit. So to have that kind of people that are voluntarily working for you and basically holding up the restaurant. Kasi pag wala yung stagers, you can't serve that level of cuisine. Kasi you need lots of prep, you need lots of production. You need lots of people moving around service. And are you gonna pay them? Probably not. They're voluntary. So unsustainable in a sense that some are there, some are burnt out probably, some are... Kasi it's physically and mentally taxing. You go there at 7:30 a.m., you leave at 12 a.m. midnight every 6 days a week.
Mm.
So okay. It's unsustainable in that sense. So
yeah, that's,
to me, that's kind what, of... I don't know.
That's one of the things that we would read about. What they would say is that not just the financially feasibility of it, but it's also the emotional feasibility of it na hindi na sustainable.
So we're referencing, so to our listeners, no, we're referencing a lot of points here na these are coming from actual interviews and articles, no, that featured Noma and its owner, no, si Rene Redzepi. And I think one of the articles that came out, we were talking about before the episode started, was this Eater. I think it was Eater, no? Eater.com wrote an article na, let's face it, you're not gonna eat at Noma anyway. Parang ganun yung title. So, medyo matapobring title, no? But it's kind of true. It's kind of true in the sense na for you to eat there, you'd have to, lalo na for us, no? We'd have to get a visa. We have to fly to... where is it? The Netherlands. And then you have to be lucky enough to get a reservation that is like 2, 3, 4 months in advance booked na. So imagine mo, no, if you're planning a trip from here in the Philippines, kailangan makakuha ka muna ng reservation. And then, kailangan, pag nakuha mo yung reservation date na yun, kailangan makuha mo yung visa mo and yung plane ticket mo in time to get there, no? So, medyo natawa ako sa title, but also at the same time, medyo totoo. But among the things that were being talked about in the article, Angelo mentioned already, no, that Noma actually, I won't even say employed, no, kasi technically they're not paid, no. So they had a lot of stagiaires or yung mga interns. According to the article, minsan if you include daw the prep and the service, umaabot daw sila ng 100 at some time, no. And I think it was only a few years ago because of a chance Instagram post. So some chef posted an Instagram post about it. And then everyone from that region parang answered her post, sharing more and more examples of how they were not being paid, how difficult the hours were, what kind of work they were doing. So nung sumabog yung issue na yon, a lot of restaurants then had to be forced to begin paying their interns. So, kasi there was this call na parang, hey, you know, if you're employing interns na, like Angela said, yung more than 8 hours of work, that's real work na, that's not internship. So, you have to pay them. So, a lot of the fine dining restaurants started paying their interns. So, now there's a theory going around that the part of the reason why they are closing is because when they had to pay their interns, they can no longer sustain the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because if you employ 100 people, basically, and alam natin yan, no? if we look at all of our restaurants here in the Philippines, sobrang konti ng staff, no? Because you cannot afford to hire more people.
Yeah.
Because the cost is just too high, no? to operate a restaurant. Kahit sabihin mo na that Noma is actually charging $500, no? So that's essentially about 28,000 pesos.
They charge $800 per meal. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's with the wine, euros, right? Eh. A 500
yeah,
euros. Oh my goodness. So mga 30
per,
so 35,000 yeah. Mga ganun, no?
That's just the food pa lang. Meal.
My gosh.
Kalipasa mo yung wine pairing.
Oh. So imagine when you're paying that, their customers are paying that, and it's still not sustainable. So that's how many people they employ. So I think that's what we sort of want to go deeper further in itong culture of stagiaire, no? Kasi, di ba?
It's very, especially foreigners, the non-EU people, you have to pay them at least 2,000 euros to actually employ them, which is a bit high for them, for any restaurant in Copenhagen. So, mahal. Mahal siya.
Okay. You know. So, but before we get into that, that culture of, I don't want to say exploitation yet, because we haven't talked about it yet in
stagiaire na lang, culture of stagiaires.
Okay, that culture of stagiaireing. We will go into a second part, no, of for this episode. So guys, we will be ending part one of our discussion with Chef Angelo Santos right now. This is the Sinigang. And this is Chef Edward of the Sinigang saying bye in behalf of my co-host, Chef Sharwin T, and the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora. Tune in again next week for part two of our talk with Chef Angelo Santos. Thank you.